So these events occurred to mark the 28th Jubilee cycle of the church and parallels the 28th year of Saul and his split with David. Of course, the 40th Jubilee of the church was in 1993. That, I believe, was the formal beginning of the end of the reign of the house of Saul. King Saul, we say, died at that time. The house of Saul still lingered on for a few more years until David acquired complete authority over all the house of Israel 7.5 years later. So that time period, we just came to the full authority of David in November of the year 2000. All of that I find as a background to this Acts chapter 9. Nowadays, we find that Saul in Acts 9 was blind for 3 days, or blind up until the third day. Well, days as 1,000 years, you know, we're coming into this third day when the blindness is removed from the church and he's filled with sight. And at that point where Saul is filled with the Holy Ghost, as it says in verse 17, Acts 9:17, and he receives his sight. And I believe this is prophetic of the time in the third day, the beginning of the third day, when we will have another outpouring of the Spirit under the anointing of tabernacles. And the blindness will come off the church's eyes as well, and they'll begin to see what they've done. But do you know where this happened? Where was Saul when he received the Holy Ghost and got his sight back? What house was he in? It says in verse 11, he's in the house of Judas. Is there a little prophecy going on here? I don't know if I should comment much further on that one. But I will say one thing. Large portions of the church have begun to take back upon itself the old Jerusalem rather than the new. And I believe that that has turned at least some portions of the Christian church into Judas, the betrayer. A disciple, yes. And even a believer, yes, I suppose, but also a betrayer. You cannot be of both the old Jerusalem and the new. It does not work. Judas had this problem, and if you study out the history of this, you'll see that it's a perfect prophetic pattern of what has been going on in the house of Judas on a street called Straight in Damascus. But our time is up for now, so we'll stop here.